The Accord is a framework that we developed to provide a mechanism for that transition from proprietary biotech events to off-patent or generic biotech events. The immediate trigger for us developing the Accord was the fact that biotech events are going to be going off-patent over the next, well, starting in 2015 and then following thereafter. But the real driver for us developing the Accord was the fact that even though these events are going off patent, they're still highly regulated worldwide. And because they're highly regulated worldwide, that has definite implications for our ability to export our commodities. And so our immediate goal was to develop a framework that would assure that the necessary regulatory authorizations for these events are maintained after they go off patent and that our commodity trade continues unhindered.
Let's talk about the development of it. You work with BIO, the Biotechnology Industry Organization. How long did it take to develop it, and how did you come to work with BIO on it?
Well, I mean, we in fact started out focusing on separate, you know, kind of overlapping areas, and quickly decided and agreed that this was an issue that certainly was of interest and important to BIO members, and certainly an important issue for the broader seed industry as well. So that's when we decided to do this as a joint effort. So we have a joint working group. Everything we've done has been jointly.
Now, it was just what we're having is this is done being done in two parts, correct? And the first part was just finalized at the end of October. Explain what this first segment is of the Accord.
Well, the Accord is going to be comprised of two agreements. The first agreement, which we call the Generic Event Marketability and Access Agreement, we lovingly call it the GEMA. This agreement really lays out a very smooth framework, not a very complicated framework, that allows the entity that is the owner of the regulatory data, those regulatory authorizations, to make some choices in how they and what they want to do once an event goes off patent, whether they want to maintain those authorizations themselves at no cost to other entities and not provide that regulatory data and authorization to those other entities who may want to utilize that event once it goes off patent, or they can choose to share in those regulatory responsibilities and enter a negotiation with other interested signatories to this agreement on how that sharing will take place and how access to the regulatory data and authorizations will take place. Or they may choose to discontinue that product. And if they discontinue the product, they enter into a time frame, a 7-year time frame, where they would negotiate a transition agreement so that those regulatory responsibilities would be transitioned to any interested signatories and ultimately, through a very orderly process, discontinue the product.
Why is the Accord important to farmers?
Well, the Accord is a balance. One, farmers are interested in maintaining their export markets. So that's an immediate goal, one goal of the Accord. But also we view it from an ASTA perspective, we view it as hopefully an opportunity for our broader membership to utilize events when they go off patent to provide farmers with a wide array of product. And so we view that in that context as well.
Very good. Now, people can find out more about this. You have set up a website, and this is for companies to find out more about how they can participate and maybe other interested parties like the ag media or farmers. And what's that website?
We've created a website. It's www.agaccord.org.
Thank you very much, Bernice, and we'll be hearing a lot more about the Accord coming up, especially in 2013. Reporting from the ASTA Seed Expo and 2012 CSS, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.